Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The County Drug Task Force and the Sheriff's Office served two search warrants on Tuesday in the Garberville area, and when all was said and done, officers located two marijuana grows and made two arrests. The first search warrant was served at a property in the 3200 block of Perry Meadow Road in Bryceland. Officers located almost 600 marijuana plants, along with methamphetamines, cocaine, psilocybin mushrooms, various firearms, and $40,000 in cash. Officers contacted 35-year-old Jesus Martinez and 23-year-old Juan Canas at the property, and they were arrested and booked into jail on various possession charges. The second search warrant was served at a property owned by Martinez in the 9000 block of Wilder Ridge Road in Edersburg. There, officers found another 195 marijuana plants. The case remains under investigation. Today, the Department of Health and Human Services announced that an American crow found in Humboldt County has tested positive for West Nile virus. There have been 827 birds that have tested positive for the virus in the state of California, and the crow is the first bird to carry the virus in Humboldt County since 2008. Consumer Protection Program Supervisor Kevin Metcalf said in a statement, and I quote, "We have had no human cases of West Nile virus originate in Humboldt County. Cases occur in areas of California with warm average daily temperatures for several consecutive days. Our local climate does not support disease transmission," end quote. The Sheriff's Office Animal Control Division is asking for the public's help in identifying the owner of three dogs who were found running in the road on New Navy Base Road at Lincoln Avenue in Fairhaven on Wednesday. Staff at the animal shelter located a Craigslist posting in which an unidentified freshwater resident said that their neighbor was moving and could not keep his dogs. A second Craigslist posting was located from someone who saw a male subject abandon the dogs on New Navy Base Road and Bay Street. The suspect is described as being in his mid-30s, with short hair, driving a black four-wheel drive truck. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Animal Control Division. The California Highway Patrol has announced that Cheryl Ireland, school bus driver for Burnt Ranch School in Trinity County, is the Chapter 18 California Association of School Transportation Official School Bus Driver of the Year. Ireland is the only bus driver for Burnt Ranch School, and she has driven 600,000 miles without an accident. Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager formally recognized Ireland's work at the Chapter 18 CASTO annual workshop at McKinleyville High School on Tuesday. As we head into the weekend, the final weekend of the Humboldt County Fair, the County Avoid the 7 DUI enforcement campaign continues. Six local law enforcement agencies, along with the California Highway Patrol, will focus on impaired and dangerous drivers, a campaign that continues through the Labor Day weekend. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Chris Layman announced his candidacy to fill the empty seat left by Senator Noreen Evans, it got a lot of people's attention. Layman has spent over 14 years working in the California State Senate and has fought for expanded access to health care and improvements to education. Layman spoke with KINS News about his work in ending a corporate tax loophole that was costing the state of California a lot of revenue.
Because of how they were calculating corporate taxes, there was $1 billion of tax revenue that wasn't coming into the state. And this is $1 billion that is supposed to come from out-of-state corporations. It actually, and it's as twisted as this sounds, the loophole incentivized companies to hire people in other states rather than in California.
Layman went on to describe how the new revenues are being distributed.
And the money is being invested wisely in the energy efficiency programs at schools for the first 5 years so that we can help some of our school districts that maybe were built long ago, a lot like Eureka High and Arcata High, Fortuna High. These are all facilities that can be upgraded and save money over the long term. They just need a little bit of money up front to invest.
Layman is currently backed by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, four county supervisors Patty Berg, and state Senate leader Daryl Steinberg. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.